Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 50. For those of you who were listening last week, you know that we celebrated our 100th all time last week, and that was a lot of fun, thanks to Jackie Daniels and Corin Brett and everybody that was involved in that. Our air date is Thursday, December 11th, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again, as always, by the lovely and talented
Water Peep.
It is so nice to have you sitting across from me because we're going to do something a little special today. We are going to talk a little bit about some of the highlights of 2025, yes. But we're also announcing our second annual fan favorites. And we are very, very excited about that. Quarter Peep does such a wonderful job coordinating this all. And it's a lot of fun. C. Willie is down to the last seconds watching the votes come in. Had a ball with that last year and looking forward to that again this year. But Quarter Peep, we had some really fun things go on during this year. We got to introduce our fans to YouTube. So we started that partway through the year and had just a ball with that. That's been going very well. We were Michigan Music Award Independent Radio Station of the Year. Yeah, there you go. So fired up about that. That was a wonderful surprise for us. Of course, we had it back in May. We had two nominations for the Review Magazine Awards, both in the broadcast categories. And then, of course, we just got back here a couple of weeks ago from Nashville, where we were nominated Podcast of the Year for the Josie Music Awards. Really exciting there. And then we come back and we find out we are a nominee for the Elite Music Awards out of New York City for the nation's best podcast, best music podcast. We're going to find out about that at the end of the year, I believe, right on New
In
Year's
a couple
Eve.
Weeks.
They make the notification there, so we're excited there. But we had some huge things with our show, too, this year. So Spotify is the primary platform that we're out on.
Yeah, but that's Spotify, our home, and that's where we got started, right?
And it has several different versions or several different broadcast aspects to it. You know, there's the folks listen off of a search. There are the folks that are registered members with it. There's podcasts for broadcasters that Spotify does. But one of our shows, tell us about what they did.
So one show like blew it out of the water this year. And I mean, they're great, but it was just like watching the numbers. We're going, these guys are obviously amazing. But Y-Track is our number one listening show on Spotify. And we're really excited.
Yeah, that was
awesome because it's up my alley, rock and roll. Baby.
Oh, you bet. That was the show that broadcast on January 23. So at the very beginning of the show. And like we said, on the various Spotify platforms. How many did it get there, Quarter Peep?
Oh my gosh, let me double check the numbers here, but I believe it says over 55,000 plays just on Spotify.
So we're fired up. Congratulations, guys. And you know what? We've got a little clip from that show, so why don't we step aside for a second and hear just a little bit from Wide Track.
It's in 7/8, which is the best time signature ever, of course. But it's got this, you know, just really special vibe that I think is, you know, so what we're into. And I was really excited to start working on that one, especially. So, yeah, I'll let the song speak for itself.
All right. We absolutely love those guys. And what a fun story. Father and son doing this up. They're really special to us. We had another fellow that joined us, a big Mark Bale, and we just loved the show we did with him. Mark had the most organic views on YouTube for his show back last summer, late spring, early summer.
Yes.
3,000, more than 3,000 organic views. We're fired up about that. Mark, thanks so much for being on the show, and man, we had a blast with that. Are the things that he did that you saw growing up, have they played into what you do with your process as well?
Yeah, he was a big influence. He had a recording studio, and basically in that studio, he allowed me to take and get creative. I couldn't play a guitar worth a lick, and I would say all the time to her that, hey, listen to me play this new song I wrote. And she's like, I could barely understand what you're writing, but you were wanting to take and show everybody what you did, you know? I get excited about writing because it's just a passion that I've always had. Just sitting down and sharing a piece of myself and knowing that there's folks out there that can relate to it. That means everything. It's, for us songwriters, it's not really about the money. It's about being relatable and maybe changing somebody's life or maybe keeping them from taking and doing something wrong or maybe keeping a marriage together or just inspiring people, you know.
All right, Quarter Peep, we had somebody else, and this was a Michigan artist who did terrible things to us on the interview. tell us about this one. This is what we've deemed as our host favorite.
All right, it's not really terrible, but it's one of those things like when the show is done and you sit in your chair going, wow, he was the first person that literally made us cry because of the stories and how powerful his music is. There were so many times on the show we were just like, see, Willie and I are going, what?
I need a tissue.
We didn't have tissues. We were not prepared again. We didn't have a little tissue holder. So if you guys want to send a gift to us, we need
that'll
a
be
tissue
next.
Holder. Me too.
So that was Johnny Guest, and the song was Flowers Do. And this is the story leading up to that song. Let's take a quick listen.
Let's see. It was just after my birthday, which is coming up here July 1st. It was right about then, going on 2 years ago, that my sister Gail, who is 16 years older than me, as a young kid, she was like larger than life.
Sure.
And big personality, loved everybody so completely, and she was herself like quite the rebel. And as a young person, she got into all kinds of trouble. If somebody looked at her funny, she would say, well, how about I just punch you? You know, she had a lot of attitude. But sweet as pie. It's just, she was such an interesting person. Went in the army and served her country, and really it changed her life a whole lot. Got her out of all the trouble stuff. I kind of idolized her in a lot of ways when I was a kid. And she adored me. And as we got older, we were very close. Sometimes we would just communicate in song lyrics or YouTube links. You know, oh, this song is just killing me today, you know.
All right. And it gets you. It still gets you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely check out his song on Spotify or even on YouTube. Oh.
So we mentioned, Quarter Peep, we've got the fan favorites coming back up. Let's remind everybody who were our winners from last year. We have four categories. We're going to have the same four categories again this year. Our male artist of the year last year was Waylon Hanel, who, by the way, also picked up a country artist of the year Josie Award with us. So we were fired up about that. Who did we have next there, Quarter Peep?
So our fan favorite female artist was Jackie Daniels, and she also came home this year with a Josie Award. How about that?
That was awesome.
Definitely.
Song of the Year went to Cowgirl Therapy. That's Leah Williams, who was a nominee at the Josies. We were down there in Nashville with Leah. And that last one that we've got, who's that?
So we also have another category called Favorite Band or Group of the Year, and it was Attaboy. If you are a Detroit Lions fan, you know who they are because they wrote a song earlier this year. And
called Uncaged.
And it's like our really rock and roll going on, and it's so good. That's the football theme song of Detroit.
It is. It is. But they were our group of the year. We, as I mentioned, we have the same categories this year in 2025. Hey, yes, show them. We've got a new award.
Ooh, there it is. Look at this.
We're excited about that. Flashing it up a little bit with the gold. And we'll be distributing those. Now, you can vote for anybody that has been on the show in 2025. And Quarter Peep, how is this all going to run this year?
So you can only vote on the website. That's it. So you go to vehiclecsound.com. There is a tab called Fan Favorite. And it'll give you a drop down. You can pick out your favorite artists for those who have been on the show for 2025, from favorite female, male, like we just talked about from last year, song of the year, and band group of the year. So that's going to start. So make sure you guys mark your calendars. And that's going to start December 12th. And that will end on December 31st at 11:59 Eastern Standard Time.
Once and I will be watching as the votes keep coming in.
Right. We're going to be awake anyways. Yeah. And then we will be announcing them when?
We'll announce the winners on January 5th, 2026, in the new year. 7 p.m. Eastern show will come out with all of those winners. It'll be on all of our platforms, so you'll see it on all of our socials, and then, of course, on the regular podcast and YouTube channels as well. All the winners will be announced at that time. If the winners are geographically in an area that Quarter Peep and I can go on a road trip and take them to them, we're going to take awards to them. If they're not, we'll be utilizing UPS and sending them out, and they'll have a late Christmas present, and we will see that we can get them on with a little recognition on the show as well. So we're very excited about this. It's fun to bring this to you again. Again, this year was amazing. We never would have expected the things that we had happen, the awards that we were nominated for, the award we won, my goodness, the 100th episode, all these great things, and our numbers continue to rise, and it's all because of the support that we get from you. And we truly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. And to the artists, the independent artists who we have a mission for, thank you so much for joining us. And we can't wait for 2026, because you're not going to believe who we're going to have on next year.
Well, so we've got somebody coming back on our next episode. Who's going to be making a return to
And her music is absolutely amazing. And that's Nopacetic.
Yes, that's we're going to have a great time with Mel and looking forward to that very, very much. Folks, again, we thank you. You can catch us anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, all of the major platforms, of course, YouTube. We really would appreciate if you would consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. It helps us out an awful lot as well. And if you want to know where we're going to be, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. That's where you're going to be voting for your fan favorites, and that's where you can find out where we're at, what we're doing. And of course, if you have a band that you want us to feature this year, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Drop us a note. We would really like to hear from you. And thanks again, everybody. Be good.